We will be reading from John chapter 2. This chapter begins with the wedding in Cana of Galilee, and we find that the mother of Jesus makes an appearance with his disciples and Jesus himself. They were invited to this wedding, and we find this first miracle that Jesus performs. It ends with Jesus doing this as the beginning of his signs, the beginning of manifesting his glory. His disciples, John says his disciples believed in him. And then we will see the cleansing of the temple, where Jesus cleansed the temple, and he says, take these things away. He's speaking of the money changers and those who were selling the doves. He says, take these things away and stop making my Father's house a place of business. And the Jews said to them, what sign do you show us as your authority for doing these things? And Jesus answered, destroy this sanctuary, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Of course, he's not talking about the physical building. He's talking about himself. One day he knew that his future held the crucifixion and that they would put him in the grave and that he would be raised up. They, of course, jumped on this and said it took 46 years to build this sanctuary and you will raise it up in 3 days. And they were incredulous. He was speaking about the sanctuary of his body. When he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered this interaction and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had spoken. And so as we read these two accounts, we think about the miracles that Jesus performed, and we think about how we know about them is through scripture, the faithful writing of those who witnessed these things. And so I pray that you will consider your own faith. God has revealed these things in his word, and we can read them, and we can understand them. We can walk in faith because of the faithful witness that we've been gifted with. So let's read John chapter 2, verses 1 through 25. John 2, 1. And on the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. Jesus said to her, woman, what do I have to do with you? My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it. Now there were 6 stone water jars set there for the Jewish custom of purification, containing 2 or 3 measures each. Jesus said to them, fill the water jars with water. So they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, draw some out now and take it to the head waiter. So they took it to him. Now when the head waiter tasted the water, which had become wine, and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, every man serves the good wine first, and when the people have drunk freely, then the inferior wine. But you have kept the good wine until now. Jesus did this in Cana of Galilee as the beginning of his signs, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brothers and his disciples, and they stayed there for a few days. And the Passover of the Jews was near. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and he found in the temple those who were selling oxen and sheep and doves and the money changers seated at their tables. He made a scourge of cords and drove them out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen. And he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who were selling doves, he said, take these things away. Stop making my Father's house a place of business. His disciples remembered that it was written, zeal for your house will consume me. The Jews then said to him, what sign do you show us as your authority for doing these things? Jesus answered them, destroy this sanctuary, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then the Jews said, it took 46 years to build this sanctuary, and you will raise it up in 3 days? But he was speaking about the sanctuary of his body. So when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he said this, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had spoken. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, during the feast, many believed in his name. When they saw his signs which he was doing, But Jesus, on his part, was not entrusting himself to them, for he knew all men, and because he had no need that anyone bear witness concerning man, for he himself knew what was in man.